Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. This is Ali, and today we're going to be talking about the issue of predestination and free will. And more specifically, today's topic is going to be the roots of belief in predestination. Well, one of the issues which is directly related to the issue of justice of Allah is the question of predestination or free will. According to the fatalists, and who are fatalists? Those who believe in predestination. A human being has no choice whatever in his or her acts, behavior or words, and the movements of his organs. It's all just like the predestined movements of the parts of a machine. Thus, this question arises, how does this opinion relate to the divine justice? The divine justice of the Creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps because of this, a group exists which denies intellectual good and intellectual evil. They have accepted predestination and they deny the justice of God. Why? Because when one accepts predestination, justice makes no sense. All people within their being sense that they are free to make decisions. We all have that feeling. We know that. I can choose not to speak right now. You can choose not to listen to what I'm saying right now. For example, whether or not to give a loan to such and such a friend, or that one drinks a glass of water placed before one. If one is so, desires or does not drink it, or if another person commits an error in relation to this person, the second person can forgive or cannot forgive the error. Or that everyone distinguishes a hand which shakes because of illness or old age from a hand which one purposefully caused to shake. You know, some people, when they get old, their hands are shaking. That's involuntarily, they can't control that. And somebody who's, not suffering from any illness or is not old enough, they have a choice to move their hand. So that's the difference between predestination and both are moving their hands, right? One has the control, the other one does not. Now, in spite of the fact that the issue of free will is a general human sense, why do some people follow the school of the fatalists? And we said fatalists are those who believe in predestination of a human being. Of course, there are several important reasons, and they are that a human being sees that an environment has an effect upon a person. Education is another one, and propaganda and social culture also, without doubt, affect the thoughts and spirit of a person. Sometimes even one's economic position can provide a motive for movement in a human being, and one cannot deny a factor. So in other words, if it's so self-explanatory that I have a choice to speak or not, and you have a choice to listen or not, why is there a group of people who insist on predestination? Well, the answer we're giving on their behalf here is that there are factors. There are factors which are in place that influence their understanding of the topic. Okay, that like education is, for instance, one of them, right? And the environment of a person, it also has an effect on a decision-making of a human being. So we're going to go for a short break. And once we come back from the break, we're going to discuss this topic and continue this thought process. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. The discussion, do we have free will? Now, this has been a point of discussion among the various Muslim sects over the centuries. The main reason that the Muslims have become confused and have come across different points of views over various issues is because the Muslims have moved away from the source of light, the divinely appointed guides, the providers of salvation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad and his holy Ahlul Bayt, including the 12 holy Imams, peace and blessings upon them all. The Muslims have moved far away and have cast aside these holy guides that have been sent by the Supreme Creator of the cosmos, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is for this reason that the Muslims today and for centuries have been surrounded by a storm of confusion and misguidance. To go further into our subject at hand, the discussion about free will in some sects of the Muslim world is that there is no free will at all, meaning that everything and all is in total control of Allah, but more precisely, that we human beings have no control at all. It's almost like saying we are a robot and the one with the remote is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, on the other hand, we have sects in the Muslim world which say that we have complete and ultimate free will and control, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no control over anything in our lives. It's almost like saying Allah created us and then He just let us free, He let us go. Do whatever you want. But the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, the Ahlul Bayt, who are the inheritors of the knowledge and wisdom of the Holy and Divine Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the true reality behind this complex puzzle. As the sixth Holy Imam, the direct descendant of the Holy Messenger, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace and blessings upon him, eloquently responds that this issue is neither ultimate free will, neither is it ultimate fate, where we have no control. Rather, it is a matter between these two, meaning there is both free will and destiny. So to further explain this concept, the sixth Imam says to the person who asked him about free will and destiny to pick up one of his legs. Now the person lifted up his leg. Then the Imam says, lift up your other leg while you are still picking up the first leg. The person said to the Imam, this is not possible. The Imam then replies that free will and destiny are in this same manner, meaning we have control to pick up one leg, but we have no control on the other leg. Personally, I think it is a very cool and beautiful way of explaining such a complex issue. So in the end, we realize that human beings have free will, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom has control over all things, also has a role to play. In the end, we leave with the saying of the Ahlul Bayt, the inheritors of the wisdom and knowledge and truth of 124,000 divinely appointed and divinely guided messengers, that the issue of free will and fate is a very fine line. So what do? We work hard. We try our best, and then since the true power of the cosmos is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us put our trust in Allah and keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about the belief of the fatalists, and they believe in the predestination of human beings. We said that, predestination of a human being, it does not make any sense to many out there. But at the same time, there is a group that acknowledges that human beings are predestined. So we're trying to understand this rationale, and then in next episodes, we're going to get to a logical and Islamic viewpoint on predestination and free will. The totality of these cause one to assume that a person does not have free will, right? And we were talking about those factors before the break. Remember, we were talking about, environment being one of the factors, education being another factor, propaganda and social culture, all of them being a factor. Sometimes economic position being a factor that determines whether a human being is free to make their choices or not. And we said that the totality of these cause one to assume that a person does not have free will, but rather that the external and internal factors join hands and force us to make a decision. And that if these factors did not exist, we would not be faced with these problems. These are things which can be called the environmental determinants, or the economic determinants, or the educational determinants, and predestination are among the factors considered to be important by the school of fatalists. So they say, basically, if somebody does not have the spending power to, buy an expensive car, they are predestined that they cannot buy a BMW or a Ferrari, right? Because they don't have those resources. Hence, they're predestined. See their point? So somebody who, for instance, is not educated enough to invent a great scientific invention, right? They don't have a scientific background. They've not gone to school because they didn't have the resources, or they just, didn't feel like going to one. They cannot build an airplane because they're not a scientist, right? Or a satellite, right? So basically the fatalists say that it was predestined for that person not to be able to go to school and not to be able to become a scientist and not to be able to come up with a satellite design. See their point? But those who think this way have forgotten an important point, and that is that the discussion is not about motives and defective causes. The discussion is about complete causes. What they're doing is they're focusing on the defective causes. We're talking about a complete cause. In other words, no one can deny the role played by the environment, culture, economics, so on and so forth, in the thoughts and acts of a human being. Yes, we acknowledge that they are there. The discussion is that with all of these motives, the final decision still remains with us. So we do acknowledge that, if somebody doesn't have resources to buy a BMW, right, he cannot buy it. So, partially we agree with them. He's predestined not to be able to buy a BMW car. But let's say somebody who has the money and he can afford it. Now, what we're saying is that the decision, the ultimate final decision, is in the hand of the person who is to be buying or purchasing this car. Now, someone who has the resources, who can afford it, it's still in the hands of that person if he buys a BMW or not. So this means he's not really predestined. Human being, as a complete creation of God, has the decision-making power and the free will. So we cannot say that a human being is programmed to do something and programmed not to do some other things and is predestined completely. That's not a correct notion, and we do not agree with it. Allah, Allah, Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.